A public toilet in Auckland's Hunua Ranges has taken the throne, becoming the country's best loo. The competition was run by Keep New Zealand Beautiful. Heather Saunderson is the chief executive and was one of the judges of the competition. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, what was the defining factor here in the win?
I think Kathleen and her passion and her commitment to maintaining the facilities and ensuring that it was spotless and clean, even in a volunteering capacity. I mean, we had three tremendous loos put forward. This seems to be a very popular award category every year, and this, hands down, was the one.
Okay, so just tell us a little bit more about Kathleen. This is a volunteer who cleans the toilets every day, is that right?
She was, yes. So her family ran a summer concession cart at Hunua Falls, and she would notice that the facilities weren't exactly up to her standard. So she used to clean it every day that they were there and take the rubbish home with her, and that eventually led into a part-time job doing that for council.
Right, okay. But let's just talk through some of the, because this is pretty important stuff, the criteria for winning Best Loo. What are you looking for when you go and have a look?
We are looking for beautification, so it needs to be aesthetically pleasing. We're looking for sustainability. It has to be environmentally friendly. And we're also looking for accessibility, so making sure that it is accessible to all peoples.
What about the facilities themselves? And I'm thinking in particular the access of things like toilet paper, because that can be a bugbear in public toilets.
It can, but Kathleen actually looks over after those toilets once a day, makes sure that they're clean, and also stocks them.
And so this particular toilet, it's sort of, it's a wood building. It kind of blends into the environment. So I guess that's important when you're looking at the most beautiful.
We've had different loos over the years that have won. We've had some architectural loos as well. This loo was built 20 years ago by Auckland Council, and it has four women's toilets, two men's toilets, and a toilet for disabled individuals.
Mm. Interesting you're saying that it's become quite popular. So is there a bit of rivalry in designing public toilets now, do you think?
It's interesting because I was just in Hastings, and, you know, they actually do have architecturally built toilets, and so they're rolling them out now across Hastings. I guess getting rid of some of the older ones, and they have the same design across the board. So it varies. Some councils want it to kind of fit into the landscape. Some want it to stand out as a tourist attraction.
Right. Anderson Park Toilets in Nepean, runner-up. What were they like? What are they like?
Look, strong contender. Again, these are loos that we're talking about, so there's not much more that I can say other than, you know, aesthetically pleasing. I think we had about 12 or 13 submissions, so this is one of the most sought-after awards in our awards, dating back nearly 40 years now.
Well, so, there you go. Heather, thank you very much for that. Heather Saunderson there, Chief Executive of the Keep New Zealand Beautiful, talking about Auckland's Hunua Ranges, which has taken out the top award for the best loo in the country.